Welcome in to another episode of the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Carson Merck, Thomas. I'll start calling you Tomas. Viola, violin, whatever. In the house.
Hey-o.
We missed last week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We figured, I don't really have a lot of family, but I don't. And I know you were. Thomas was in Lake Tahoe.
I was dead.
Well, yeah,
your upper respiratory infection starting Sunday, and it didn't leave until like midway through Thanksgiving, and then my wife was out of town from like Tuesday on or Monday on, so I could have been dead and just, you know,
that would have made for a great roast next podcast episode.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
we would have roasted you from beyond the grave.
I wouldn't be mad at you for that.
Those respiratory infections suck.
I'm just
putting it out there.
When I have my younger sister, shout out to Carter, is a nurse, or she's going through nursing school, and so as I'm getting the symptoms, I'm kind of like keeping in touch with her, like what should be alarming, and I was like a 104 fever for like a good couple days. She was like, "Yeah, you should probably go to urgent care. That's not a good thing."
Yeah, those texts were pretty morbid.
Yeah, I thought it could have been the end for me, but I did.
Hey, but you know what? At least the Cleveland Browns won. They beat their in-state rival, Bengals, and huge ass. I mean, Jackson got a little revenge on that guy.
Yeah, every time they showed him, I watched it at the Browns backers bar down by our house, and every time they showed him, people, it was a mix of cheers, of ha-ha-ha, and just pure jest. And speaking of
that
dead.
That dude who tried to give him the football. After the pick six.
Oh, it was epic, yeah.
That was amazing.
It's fantastic.
He'll never buy a drink in Cleveland ever again.
I don't know if he's ever welcome in Cleveland ever again.
No,
Demarius Randall, not Hugh Jackson, never welcome in Cleveland ever again.
But
I was going to say, speaking of dead, I got Red Dead Redemption 2.
How do you like it?
I told Chris before we started.
It's no Rainbow Six, right?
No, yeah, this guy, yeah. Thomas, late to podcast.
I'm going
to
be a little late because I'm playing Rainbow Six.
Our game went a little long. I wasn't expecting it. I looked at because I don't have a clock in my room, which is admittedly probably a design flaw.
Yeah, I would say.
But I got one of those Amazon Echoes, so I'll just go Alexa time.
And she's like, "You're late."
Yeah.
Due to playing Rainbow Six.
Yeah, I was like, ah, shit.
But my thing with Red Dead is I told Chris, it's a great game and the graphics are ridiculous.
Beautiful.
But when you're walking around on your horse, you don't know if somebody's hostile or not. So you'll like pass someone and they're like, "Good day to you, sir." And you're like, "Oh, nice." And then other times they're like, "Hey, get him." I'm like, "What the?" And then like four other horses pull up on you. I'm like, "What the hell
is going
on?" You
gotta watch out. You'll get ambushed.
Yeah, it's serious. And I think they added online, I saw. So
yeah, that's coming. It's in like
beta.
They're testing it right now.
Yeah, my buddy asked me if I was ready for that. I was like, "No, I'm not. I'm not ready for that at all. I'm not prepared." But
I'm actually taking a break from Red Dead right now. I'm in like chapter 4, chapter 5.
Yeah.
So like I'm 2/3 of the way through. But I took advantage of the Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
Picked up Madden 19.
Nice. I actually didn't get Madden this year.
I wasn't gonna, but I have a friend who actually plays it. So I finally was like, "All right,
At least
I have a reason. I know I'm going to get some use out of it this time." If you have Madden 18, it's the exact same game.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell. No, like
you're like, "Well,
some years, like, there are some noticeable differences. Like, you're like, it's mostly the same, but, you know, they tweak a few things."
Not so much.
No differences.
I like that.
Same thing.
Hey.
But,
make your money, EA Sports. Shout out to EA Sports.
Yeah. But then I also
still hate that there's no more college football on EA Sports.
Well, you know,
because that was
and there was the epic college baseball game. Was there 1 year of the college baseball game?
I don't think I ever played that.
Oh, yeah, the aluminum bats. Oh,
really?
The sound was outstanding.
Oh,
you could
man.
Build your own stadium, like
really?
Super short walls. Oh, it was great.
That actually sounds, I like the concept.
It was
concept.
A good time. I think it was on the, like, maybe the original PlayStation or PS2.
I just find baseball games on video game, on like game platforms suck. Like, I had one of the last ones that they made for Xbox because there is no.
Yeah.
The Major League Baseball games on Xbox.
There is one, it's just not that good. It's like a knockoff.
Yeah.
MLB The Show, though, on PlayStation. That's like the standard.
It was so hard to like get the concept. I mean, look, I like a challenge, but I don't want to lose like 9-0 every game when I'm going through a season because I can't hit.
Yeah.
And I can't put my guys in the right place to catch the ball. Maybe I just sucked. Maybe that was it. I think that's very possible, but
there are always people like that. They're like, "Oh yeah, that game's really stupid." I'm like, "Were you bad at it?" They're like, "Well, maybe," but it's like, "Yeah, maybe that's why."
The greatest, hands down greatest baseball game.
Backyard baseball?
No.
Shout out to Pablo Sanchez.
Shout out.
No, to Baseball Pablo Stars for on the original Nintendo.
Ken Griffey Jr. baseball?
Still no. Mario Superstar Baseball.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
That's a good one. Come on. I can back that up. That is a good game. But
that's a no, that's not real baseball. It's
better.
How about the obscure one I was just thinking of, not baseball, but basketball, was Bill Laimbeer's Battle Basketball.
You know what? I actually interviewed Bill Laimbeer.
Nice. Oh, yeah. He coaches the
The LV Aces in the WNBA. And for those who don't know the other football podcast, we are based in Las Vegas, but we have a WNBA team here. And maybe we'll start the WNBA podcast, right? We could do that, too.
When does their season start?
February, I think.
I'm trying to get
I think it's I think it's later because
I was thinking maybe March was my guess.
I was traveling for the Stanley Cup when they had their first game. So maybe they start in like late May, maybe around like Memorial Day.
I know my wife went to a couple games and said it was a good time.
I actually went to a couple as well. It was a good time. And I thought the product was good.
Is it Asia Wilson?
Yeah, Asia Wilson. Player? Yeah, she's going to be the best player in the league in a couple of years. She's awesome. I mean, and she's such a cool person. Like I've been lucky enough to chat with her a few times. And she's wise beyond her years. She's got a great personality. She's
I don't think any
player.
Of us are wise beyond our years.
No. In fact, I'm wise before my... No, I don't even know
You're batting below.
I'm a wet noodle. How about that, right?
I will say, tying it into soccer now.
Nice. I love when we do this.
Yep. You mentioned that she's a nice person, very down to earth off the court.
If this is a Jose Mourinho tie-in.
It is not.
Come on. It's going to be a Wondolowski tie-in. Oh, he's such a nice guy.
I know... One thing I noticed, and like not to disparage the WNBA at all, but it's not the same as like a Kevin Durant level stardom, where like you're a huge star and you kind of get detached from reality.
Yeah,
like
burner accounts and whatnot.
players like someone in the WNBA, someone in MLS.
Yeah,
a lot of these people, it's the same way. They're very down to earth because they don't get recognized everywhere they go, and so like when they do get recognized, it's not another person. It's like, oh hey, it's nice to meet a fan, and like they normally are really a lot nicer of people.
Yeah,
very valid
point. And I find because for those who don't know, I also cover the Golden Knights NHL team, and a lot of those guys are very down to earth as well. Like Marc-Andre Fleury is, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame goalie.
Yeah,
and he's truly just a cool guy. Like he's a nice guy to talk to. Like I don't even really talk hockey with the guy. Like we talk about all sorts of kind of goofy things, and we've talked about ice cream and why you can't put gummy bears in your ice cream sundae.
Why not?
Because they get hard. And that's what he said. He goes,
it's true, but it makes them chewy. I don't hate that.
No. He goes, I said, you can't do that. He goes, yeah, because they get hard.
He immediately drops down my ranking of favorite athletes.
But anyway, I got to bring back the Bill Laimbeer story. So I interviewed Bill Laimbeer last year, and towards the end of the interview, after I warmed up a little bit, I asked him about the game.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh man, he goes, every once in a while, someone asks me about that, and he didn't give the old story. Well, they drove a truckload of money up to my doorstep. He said, you know, a lot of people, it's almost like a cult favorite because of the fact that it's Bill Laimbeer's combat basketball.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And he said every once in a while, he'll be somewhere, and someone will come up to him with the case.
That's
and
awesome.
They'll want him to
That's
sign,
great, yeah.
like, the box. And he's like, I can't believe these people still have these things, but... Anyway, this is a soccer show, so maybe at some point we'll talk soccer. I know we got some updates from MLS. We don't really talk a whole lot of MLS, but
MLS.
We know one team is in the final, and it's
Atlanta United,
not the Red Bulls from New Jersey.
Now, here's a point of debate for you guys, because I saw some salty Red Bulls fan on Twitter saying they're the real champions because they won the league.
Ah, it's stupid. Me and Carson had this conversation before. Before you got here,
because
I was playing Rainbow Six, but we had this cool conversation. I mean, I don't know if it was a cool conversation, but it was a conversation, and I brought up the proposal, although I don't know how far MLS is going to go. First of all, I don't like the fact that MLS is dictating U.S. soccer, and we'll get into that a little later, but why not just do a league, a table, and you still have your League Cup. I mean, it's essentially the same. The playoffs and the League Cup are essentially the same thing.
Give me the playoffs. That's one thing that America does so much.
No, it's
better
so
than
when
soccer.
I said it's super. It's just the super Americanized is all it is.
I get it for like the NFL and the NCAA basketball tournament. Look, that's we've been ingrained to watch those sports that way. But
We've been ingrained to watch sports that way, period.
No, no, I don't believe we have.
There isn't a single sport in America that doesn't have playoffs.
But that's exactly it. Americans have been ingrained.
But when I say we, that's what I'm talking about. No one else matters.
But, well, listen there, Don Jr. But,
full offense to all foreigners watching the show intended.
Listening to. I don't know how many are watching us. But
hopefully there's nobody watching us.
Yeah,
there's definitely at least. I mean, we got three phones in here, so we probably have three FBI agents.
And they saw you walk into the whiteboard last week, two weeks ago.
But that was outstanding.
I wish we had video of that.
And you know what? We got some likes with people who liked my scar. But I grew up watching, and I'm going to date myself here. But if there's people in the Northeast. I don't know if this channel existed in other parts of the country, but my grandfather came from Italy on my mom's side. Didn't speak any English. He would watch a channel called Rai, R-A-I, and maybe I'm not saying that right, but it's an Italian channel, and they would show Serie A games. So I grew up watching the sport where there were no playoffs. There was a champion, and that was the team that had the best record.
Yeah.
That's the way. And look, if you want to do it for any other American sport, I don't care. That's fine. But you don't change the way the rest of the world does it because you have to Americanize the game. It's
you're
stupid.
Talking about a country that used to end. We refused to end MLS games in ties, so we went to not penalty kicks like Europe. We invented a shootout, hockey style.
And you know what? I don't even
and
really
it's
know.
Still the greatest thing that's ever been done.
I don't even know if
the
I like the shootout in the NHL. I'm still back and forth on that. But
I think they should incorporate. I think they should get rid of penalty kicks and put the shootout in the World Cup.
The shootout, the MLS shootouts were
those.
Come on,
the
could you imagine Pogba trying to do that? The way he walks up and and Neymar, he'd trip over something and he'd fake an injury.
That was the greatest
somehow get another
in the
one.
Of the sport.
Yeah, that was class. And then also for their All-Star festivities, they used to have I want to say they called it like goalkeeper battle, but the goals were not like that far away, and you could kick it or throw it. And try to score on the other goalkeeper.
Yeah,
there's no one else playing.
It's like when you go through the drills,
awesome.
In FIFA on Xbox, where you have to make your player better.
That's how they should do all-star competitions across all sports. Name one all-star game that's interesting to watch.
None of them. No. Actually, you know what? I will say this: the NHL all-star game is cool. 3-on-3.
But that's not. But that's not a true.
No, it's not. It's like, not like they're playing a real actual game.
Yeah, my
game.
Point is like they figured it out. Like make it something different, something fun for people to watch. Like every other because they did figure it out. They were like, no one wants to see a normal hockey game with the All Stars. They want to see something different.
I would almost contend the MLS All Star game is decent to watch because it's an actual game against
a different team,
a different country.
That's the closest one that we get.
Well, I'll be honest. I love the Major League Baseball All Star game. I watch that every year. Maybe because it's summertime and there's really nothing else on.
Look,
I refuse to watch the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl is an abomination.
And I refuse to watch the NBA. The last time I watched the NBA All-Star game, I was in Manila, Philippines. And I watched it because there was nothing else on TV.
Can't miss TV is the NFL dodgeball game they had a couple years back.
Yeah.
That way more interesting than the Pro
best,
Bowl.
The best Pro Bowl moment, I will argue to my death, was Sean Taylor blowing up. I don't remember who was the punter. Yeah, RIP. Yeah. Brian Moorman, maybe.
Yeah,
the Bills.
Brian Moorman. I think maybe.
And
yeah,
he annihilated him. And shout out to Brian Moorman, who got up immediately and like wasn't completely decapitated or mad, but he kind of smacked Taylor on the head. Sean Taylor, greatest safety of all time, RIP. But
at the end of the day, it's a game, and I hate the idea that the NFL has made the Pro Bowl the joke it is. The NBA, the All-Star game is a joke. But, you know, I've been to
what about
a
Premier League All-Star game?
I think that would be kind of cool.
It's just Manchester City.
Manchester City versus
the world?
Yeah.
I mean, like
Fellaini.
Yeah, that guy.
What a hero.
But see, I'm totally down for
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Like, I'm totally, like, the celebrity softball game was actually interesting. I watched that last year.
Those are usually funny.
Yeah.
What I would honestly, if we want to keep bringing it back to soccer, I would be down for like either a celebrity soccer game or a legend soccer game for either like MLS. Like if you get legends out there, like Ronaldinho, I'm so sure, could still dance on everyone that they put out there.
I'm sure he
what
could.
What if you did legends versus celebrities? So it's a bunch of old guys going up against celebrities who don't play soccer.
Now, who qualifies as celebrities, though? Are we talking like...
I'm sure you can get
Steve
Kevin Hart
Nash.
Out there.
Is Steve Nash out there? Kevin Hart?
You can get Kevin Hart out there. Kevin Hart will do anything.
We'll put him in goal.
Yes.
Because he's like 5'2".
He would definitely play a little goalie.
Yeah. But
did you guys see Bleacher Report, their halftime panel for the Champions League? It was...
It's Steve Nash, right?
Yeah. But it's
Tim Howard.
Yeah, it's Tim Howard, Steve Nash, Maurice Adoo.
Okay.
And a fourth guy. But the main point is they put Steve Nash on. They were just like... Well, we got three soccer players. Who do you know that likes soccer? Steve Nash likes soccer. Okay.
Yeah, they like brought him in. Like, he does a lot for Bleacher Report with soccer from what I've seen.
I'll be honest. I like Steve Nash.
They said he's a stud in soccer.
He's my favorite basketball player.
I like Steve Nash. As Jared Justice walks by, we should get him in here just to embarrass him.
That
here he comes.
That guy loves us after we abandoned him in the Las Vegas.
He's peeking in with his Mountain Dew.
We have the NASCAR awards on.
Because our remote control is broken. Yeah, so I can't change it. So we're stuck.
We're stuck on the NASCAR awards.
And who
knew
that? I didn't even know that this was taking place in Las Vegas.
That's unfortunate.
Because they keep showing the win, so I guess it's taking place at the win.
I kind of want to go to the rodeo in a couple weeks.
The rodeo is cool. It's a good time. I've been once. It's cool. The bull riding is awesome.
So you should go again. It won't be your first rodeo.
Nice. That's outstanding.
It won't be your first
rodeo. You'll be able to put on a hat and go, this isn't my first rodeo.
No, I don't have the hat.
I will say.
I can provide the hat.
I do have the fez.
No, actually.
No?
I'm not referring to the fez. I'm referring to my cowboy hat.
I will say I was at. Because I live down by the South Point, and South Point has usually bull riding and
that
stuff
area
like that.
Stinks during the rodeo, by the way.
And one time,
that's what I smell.
Yeah, well, we were actually to Bohemian Rhapsody, and there was a kid lassoing another kid.
That is
like,
amazing.
In the hallway. Like,
that's some Red Dead Redemption.
Well, they have all sorts of cowboy stuff in there, too. Like, if you walk to the South Point Arena, they have all sorts of saddles and stuff up on the walls, and it's actually kind of cool. But
you've got to come visit me at work, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's
I was
right.
hoping you were going to be there when I went to go see Bohemian Rhapsody, but you weren't.
What time?
Was it Tuesday night at some point?
Yeah, I'm
maybe
not there
six
past
or seven.
Five.
Yeah.
So, let's kind of switch gears a little bit and go into this Champions League because.
Hang on, before we do.
Uh-oh.
You mentioned Bohemian Rhapsody. I remember specifically not telling you guys this when I walked in, so I could say it on air.
Uh-oh. Okay.
As I was pulling up, song that was playing on the radio.
Fat Bottom Take Girls. Guesses.
You're My Best Friend.
Under Pressure.
Oh, that's nice. A good one. With David Bowie.
And
I think that is my favorite Queen song.
Yeah.
Speaking of Under Pressure, Liverpool.
Oh, man.
They are very under pressure.
Yes.
And especially because they have what is probably going to be their first loss of the season this week.
Get the hell out of here.
How about
with
this?
That.
How about this lines up? Everton, which obviously Thomas is referring to, plays Liverpool Saturday. Mm-hmm. Or no, it's actually Sunday, I think.
I think it is Sunday.
And then Newcastle plays Everton on Wednesday. So you might catch losses to both of our teams.
So by the time you come in here on
Everton
Thursday.
Everton hasn't had a loss in like a month and a half.
Well, yeah, they're playing
for
well.
Two of them in a week.
But the last time we said the Everton win streak was ending, they tied Chelsea.
That's fair.
I think we can get the draw against Liverpool.
They're up to seventh, right, in the table?
Sixth.
Sixth, that's right. They passed Bournemouth.
Newcastle up to 13th, I believe.
Oh.
How about that?
In Fuego.
Huddersfield like rack up two wins and launch up the table?
Well, I know. Fulham won over the last weekend, I think. Yeah.
Ranieri's
first game, And my guy, Mitrovic, one of the stars of the week on my fantasy team.
Former Newcastle striker.
That's good. That's good to know. But where the hell was I going with this? I don't even remember what I was going to say now. All right, so under pressure, Liverpool's under pressure, but I think they're okay. I'm going to be honest.
You're telling me all Napoli has to do is not lose by two goals.
Yeah, but the problem is Napoli could lose by two or three goals.
They could.
The other thing is Napoli has to score.
Is it at Anfield?
It is at Anfield.
Okay.
I mean, in actuality, they don't have to score, but if they don't score, they have to hope Liverpool don't score.
Yeah.
But
that's gonna be an interesting
What worries
match.
Me,
I'm ready.
What worries me is I could see Liverpool getting up 2-0 in the game.
I think I got to go buy a Dries Mertens jersey.
And then in like the 89th minute, Napoli scores a goal like they did the first time they played.
I was going to say that's exactly. Was it Insigne that scored the last time?
But remember, you need two goals.
They need, they have to win. Well, Liverpool could win 1-0, but if Napoli scores, they have to win by two goals. So they could win 2-2 or 3-1. They could win 4-2.
I love when we get to this point in any competition where it's like, well, if they score, like New York Red Bulls even tonight, they created the table where it's like where it bounces out with the away goals, and they went to like 7 goals. Everyone was like,
guys,
not likely. Not like, happening. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah,
because there are a couple. There are a couple groups that me and Chris were looking at. There's a couple that are still.
There's not a lot of.
There's not
intrigue.
A ton that are competitive. Yeah. There are a couple that are still competitive.
Because we could go through them. Group A is over. Atletico and Dortmund. Dortmund kind of didn't even play yesterday, even though they drew with Club Brugge, I think, but. That group is over. Atletico and Dortmund both getting through.
Yeah, no surprise.
Group B does have a little bit of intrigue. We know who the winner of the group is going to be, and that's Barcelona. For like the 100th straight year, they win the group.
I love how soundproof these rooms are.
I know. I can hear the vacuum going in the background. Unbelievable.
That's PSV Eindhoven just sucking.
Yes, that is exactly what that is. So this group, because Spurs yesterday, and I think Spurs is Steve Nash's team, because they showed him on video when they scored the goal. Yeah, right. When he scored the goal, he jumped up out of his seat and was celebrating. And it was Eriksen who scored the goal for Spurs. But they play PSV in their last game.
Which is a huge benefit to them.
And I think that game is at home.
Which doesn't really matter.
No, because they don't really have a home.
No.
But it is in England, I think. So that's a big deal. Barcelona plays Inter. I don't really think Barcelona cares, but... Barcelona's got so many good players that
they could put out a B team and
they could put out an A and a half team, right? An A minus team. Because I don't think they have a B team, but they could put an A minus team out and still beat Inter.
True.
But if they draw, they could draw Inter. Inter, I think they're gonna have some regrets about losing that game yesterday, or was it 2 days ago, whenever it was. But that group, I think, is very intriguing. And I don't remember if I predicted or what we predicted as far as that goes, but...
I don't remember who we predicted. And I actually remember we had a hot take from... what is his name that does the...
Diego Maradona?
No, not Diego. Dear God. Diego Maradona's interview was epic.
Was amazing.
Gianluca that does the...
Oh, yeah, that was on your show, right?
Shout out to Gelato Di Milano.
Wow, that's a throwback.
He said when we talked initially, I think he's from Italy, and he was saying Inter was not going to make it through, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
He was either going to say he said they were not going to make it through at all, or they were definitely going to make it through, one way or the other, but they're right there, and I think he was expecting them either to be washed completely or...
I'm pretty sure he was expecting them to be washed. I don't think he thought they were going to have a good season.
I don't think he was sold on them, but that should be an interesting one. And then Group C is the one that's real intriguing that we mentioned with Liverpool.
Yeah, Red Star out of it, but the other three teams... And there's a scenario where PSG could actually be eliminated.
Do you think that loss to Red Star hurt Liverpool?
Chris, I would say.
Do you remember when Liverpool lost to Red Star Belgrade?
How about this?
Carson, do you remember when
Let me float you a scenario here. There is a possible scenario if Red Star wins and Liverpool loses that Liverpool could finish bottom of the table in that group.
Oh, I would love to see that. I would frame those results and hang them in studio.
That would be the most unfortunate.
And the worst
times.
Part about that is Liverpool wouldn't even get to make some trips to Eastern Europe to play in the UEFA Cup because they would be out.
They would be shamed.
They would be done. So that is an interesting. But I just want to go back to Group B and say that I hope Spurs get through. Because out of selfishness, they're playing very well in the Premier League.
You want them to have to keep focusing efforts.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it.
Because I don't
That team is playing very well right now, but we are getting to that point in the season.
Well, legs and that's the thing. Tired. But they crushed Chelsea over the weekend. 3-1 was the final net, I think.
What a game.
And
it was showing by them.
Yeah,
was it Son that completely embarrassed? Or was it David Luiz and somebody else just got completely embarrassed?
Yeah, but I mean, it's like now it seems like some of those guys are healthy because Eriksen missed some time, Son missed some time because of the
and that
whatever
kinda
that
helped
that
them
goofy
with the rest.
Asian
the Asian games.
Well, Son was playing, but Erickson was hurt, and Lucas Moura has been phenomenal for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, they don't have to just rely on Harry Kane anymore. They've got some other capable players, but I think they're going to pull it off, and I think they're going to get through. Group C?
But their big problem is going to be the fact that they still... Remember, they were supposed to start this season in White Hart Lane 2 construction boogaloo.
Yeah, that thing still isn't done.
Still not done. They were supposed to start the season there.
I thought they were supposed to start the third game in. I thought that was always kind of that sounds about right.
I think they played Newcastle at St. James's Park initially, and then maybe their second one was away.
Yeah,
so but they were supposed to be there by now. Instead, that's delayed, and they had to pump even more money into it. That's money that they're not going to have
to spend
the transfer
on the club.
Window. And now we're looking at another transfer window where Spurs do nothing. And we know this. Well, we know they're not winning the league this year because their team name isn't Manchester City or Chelsea or Liverpool.
Yeah,
I had to wait on that one.
How bad is it? They smoked
Chelsea.
They're
going to be tired again.
But how bad is it that Liverpool have not lost a game in the league this entire season, and yet they still trail City?
Yeah, City's pretty darn good.
I mean, it's almost sickening because you take City out of the equation, and the league is like there's actually a lot of intrigue.
All right, let me float a hypothetical. So Zach Steffen is allegedly signing with Manchester City.
I don't like it.
I do.
So for anyone who doesn't know, the U.S. national team primary goalkeeper going forward and Columbus Crew goalkeeper. What if Zach Steffen started?
Coincidentally, also the U.S. men's national team coach,
Columbus
Crew's
Craig
Berhalter. Who saw that coming?
What if Zach Steffen started the rest of the season for Manchester City? Where would they finish on the table?
It doesn't matter because they'll still outscore everybody.
They'd still finish first?
Yes.
They would also never allow a goal again because they'd have Zach Steffen.
That's a valid point.
Ah, I like that.
Give me Steffen over Ederson.
They would...
Less neck tattoos.
Yeah.
Neck tattoos are always a good decision, especially when you're an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right up there with the face tattoo.
Yeah. I have 7 tattoos. I will not get one on my neck.
Wise. Was it Kenyon Martin that had the lips on his neck? That I always remember.
Yeah. I think I know Roberto Firmino has a crown, and then he has some writing that goes down the side of his neck.
My friend has a pair of sunglasses right behind her ear.
Her ear? What's the purpose of that? I would imagine that would
freaking hurt.
I think one of the few tattoos that I've heard the explanation of that made sense was Richard Jefferson, former Cavalier NBA champion.
He got the tattoo of the LeBron James J.R. Smith.
He has a stop sign tattooed on his inside of his hand. So he says when he's drinking, he looks at it and it'll tell him to stop drinking.
That's pretty cool.
He said it's never worked, but that's the theory behind it. Okay. So I was like, yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple tattoos. Only one is related to the game, but I've got 7, and I could tell you there are places I would never get one.
Yeah,
neck, face.
Yeah,
I don't think I would ever get one on my hands.
I don't have any tattoos.
The other problem with a hand tattoo is then you have to get it touched up.
Yeah, because it your hands are constantly wrinkly. So
yeah, and you're washing them. Like the ink will fade a lot quicker.
Yeah,
I've only got the one. Your hands.
Yeah.
You know what I could do, although I already have You'll Never Walk Alone, but you could do on your knuckles, like initials. Like, I think I'd be okay with that, but I don't think, like, I'd do, like, the whole base
get,
of your hand.
Bloodbath on my knuckles.
Bloodbath. That's not something Newcastle's familiar with.
No. They're not familiar with spending money either, but that's a discussion for another day.
So back to...
I think I'd get... Dude, for my second tattoo.
You'd get Ollie or whatever the hell that stupid orange fuzzball is that Sarah
Otto? No, my second tattoo, I think I'm going to get 2-0.
Otto Porter?
The score of Liverpool Reds.
Nice. You know what? If that inspires you to get, and you have to get the Red Star logo.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the closest Everton's ever going to come to winning the Champions League. So you got that going for you. At least someone beat Liverpool.
Maybe I'll just get the tattoo of Sergio Ramos taking down Mohamed Salah.
We have, you know what? And I guess a lot of that story that, speaking of Sergio Ramos, there was a story that came out in Der Spiegel.
Der Spiegel.
Which is a German magazine.
Is that the Bugle?
I don't know what Spiegel
German
means.
German for the Bugle.
German for the Spiegel, right?
A little Chris Farley shout out.
Yes,
Spanish
yes.
For the Nino.
Yeah.
RIP Chris Farley.
They're saying, and I guess it hasn't been corroborated in a lot of other places, but it's not far-fetched.
No.
To think that Sergio Ramos would fail a drug test in 2017 when Real Madrid beat Juventus and UEFA would cover it up. Mm-hmm. It's totally not out of the realm of possibility.
Anything regarding shadiness, anything.
Well, we know Real Madrid has always been a very above board team.
Yes.
Yeah, like not you add those together of Real Madrid and Sergio Ramos. Like, if you told me anything that he did that was nefarious in any fashion, but I could believe that.
And here's the reality of the situation.
He probably throat punched one of the UEFA guys.
The reality is he did fail this drug test. He actually had it in his system.
It was something for an injection for something.
Yeah, for a knee injury, but apparently now they're saying the doctor messed up the paperwork and put the wrong date, because within 7 days of the test,
the doctor got punched in the throat.
Yeah, the doctor got an elbow and a concussion and a bloody nose. But
allegedly.
Yes.
Some other interesting news out of Germany. Reportedly, Christian Pulisic potentially $70 million bid by Chelsea to Dortmund.
Yeah. I did see that as well. I don't think he's going to go to Chelsea.
I would like to see him on Chelsea simply because it means he's not on Liverpool.
I don't think I want to see him. I don't know where I want to see him move.
I
want to
see him not on Liverpool.
I don't think I want to see him go to one of the big European or English clubs yet.
Yeah, he's got to go to a place where he's going to get all of the play.
Because if he goes to Chelsea, he's not playing. If he goes to Liverpool, he's not playing.
Actually, I think he would play at Liverpool.
You know who?
Really?
Yeah.
You know who he'd pair nicely with?
On the wing?
Maybe.
Jesus. Over who?
Well, no, I don't know.
Over Mane or Salah?
I think Klopp would figure something out.
We know Salah is pretty trash.
I think Klopp would figure something out.
Nah, you know who he would pair really nicely with? Charleston.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, except he doesn't want to play for a garbage club. So
I know, that's why he's not going to Liverpool.
I think he should go to... Honestly... Well, going to Zach Steffen is never going to play for Manchester City. He's going to get loaned immediately.
That's exactly why he would do it. And the problem is, where does he get loaned to?
I wouldn't hate the same thing for Pulisic. That would be the only thing I would be okay with if he signs with Chelsea and then they loan him immediately.
See, but the thing is, why
leave Dortmund then?
Yeah. You're playing at a high level real competition,
a team that's winning their league.
Yeah,
and has a realistic chance to win the Champions League.
I just don't know where this
Dortmund's incredible.
I don't know where this is, what side this is coming from. If it's coming from him or his camp that they're like, yeah, he wants to make a move, maybe to, you know, pressure Dortmund
really
into more money, or if it's Dortmund saying this, or if it literally is just other clubs.
I will say, if Pulisic ever came to Everton, I would break the speed of sound ordering that jersey.
I was just thinking.
I don't care how ugly Everton makes their jerseys. I will order that in a heartbeat.
There was an ugly. What game? I was watching a match in the Premier League, and somebody had some ugly jerseys. Was it the Chelsea match?
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it Spurs or Chelsea has like some fluorescent yellow? Oh, they were horrible.
Yeah, I think it was the Chelsea, when they got beat by Spurs, I think.
Yeah.
Who was the one who was wearing like the pajamas?
Newcastle.
Yeah.
Oh, those were brutal. They were so bad.
Last year's, nothing will ever be more scarring than I couldn't watch a game of Everton last year. It was like every jersey they released. First we saw a leak of the home kit, and my friend and I go, I really hope that's a training top. Nope, it was the home kit.
Ugh.
Ugly.
Come on.
Then they released the away kit. Uglier.
The blue jerseys
then
are always
they
nice,
released,
though.
Not that year. But then
I still
they
wish
released,
they had Chang Beer as their sponsor.
Same. Love that jersey.
But the third kit
was the ugliest thing ever. It was these purple and black stripes with yellow neon writing. It was the ugliest thing. And then they're like, we're going to slap an Angry Birds logo
it's
on this.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Listen, I have a green Liverpool Carlsberg jersey.
It's always weird.
Made by Reebok.
When they make those crazy,
alternate
color jerseys. Newcastle has, they'll always have the stripes, which is fine. That never goes out of style. And then their second kit usually is rotating, but the one this year is actually a throwback to their maroon and blue, which everyone kind of liked those, so it's kind of an updated version of that. But it's always weird. Like, was it Barcelona that had those horrible jerseys this year that was like...
You'll have to be more specific. Barcelona's had a lot of horrible jerseys.
It was like, we all talked about it.
For a club that
plays in
the fashion capital of the world.
I do like the when Juventus had like the carnation pink jersey. Remember
those?
That
was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked that. A couple years back, Everton, I think it was the last year of the Chang deal, Everton did an alternate jersey that was green with an orange-ish writing, like for all the logos and stuff,
yeah.
But not like bright orange, almost like what Carson's wearing there, but it was the thing orange. You know the thing.
Yeah,
from X-Men.
X-Men. Yeah,
they did
not
like
X-Men,
the whole
Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Because they did a whole thing with Marvel.
Okay.
And like that was the whole thing.
Did they have like the little rock things on the jersey? That would be kind of cool.
Sure,
let me say that I hate one of my least favorite things about wearing soccer kits around. We'll call them Muggles. Shout out to Harry Potter fans.
I like it. I saw that movie two nights ago.
I've never read a book or seen the movies.
But
that's our generation.
Yeah, it's a millennial thing.
I'll wear a soccer jersey and it'll have like Newcastle. It was like Wonga.com for a couple years. And they're like, hey, what's Wonga.com? I'm like, dude, I don't know. It's just the jersey sponsor.
Like, they think that's the team.
And
not
Newcastle
that.
Now has like one, like it's like a Chinese company.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
What does that say? I'm like, dude, I don't know. Like, it's a John Joe Shelby jersey. Like, bring up his racism or good passing. Like, I prefer to talk about that. At least I know about that. I don't know what this is. This was the Barcelona kit I was referencing.
I do not like that.
I get it.
It was like pink, it looked like somebody fired some tomatoes. And speaking of tomatoes, I told you we were going to talk about this. Two things regarding fans being stupid. A, during the Atlanta match tonight, a fan in New Jersey.
Yeah, they played in New Jersey, yeah.
Throws like a beer at Miguel Almiron. Don't go to a sporting event and throw anything.
Yeah, you're an ass if you do that.
You're not helping your team win, and you're just an ass.
Yeah,
and I hope you get a ban.
Zero doubt about it. You're an ass if you do that.
And then also going back to the Copa, which I still can't say, Libertadores. The fans there, come on. I don't give a damn where it's at.
Did you hear they're playing it in the Bernabeu?
Yeah, I did.
That's
which,
crazy.
Which is interesting.
And we got to talk about that
ever.
Too, because they were
ugliest kid ever. No.
Spain?
Spain Euros, yeah.
That design looks like you were holding a baby and it threw up on your shoulder.
It threw up blood all over your shoulder, yeah.
That's unfortunate. The baby was also throat punched by Sergio Ramos.
Yes.
But and everyone kept saying it was funny that it came out.
I'm kind of disappointed they're not having it in Miami.
I thought so too, but
I thought that's where they're going
to
do it.
With that Super Classico, and it was on the same day, it was supposed to be on the same day as Michigan, Ohio State. And being from Ohio, everyone's like, oh, Ohio State, Michigan, best rivalry in sports. I'm like, they're actually like
blowing up
a train in you know, Argentina.
Buenos
right
already
now,
says, hold
so,
my beer.
Could you imagine like UNC versus Duke having to be played on another continent because of riots?
You know, and
it's not passion.
I actually say
it's passion.
No, it's stupidity.
It's stupidity and borderline terrorism, honestly. Yeah.
No, and I remember, how about the Dortmund fan who attacked his own team?
Yeah. That wasn't terrorism.
That was stupidity.
I mean, yeah, but the dude's whole plan was he shorted stock in the team and just was like, if I did, like, that was, he got sentenced a little while ago.
And he should have. They should throw him away for life.
But that's one where like, it's not cool. Like, if you're a fan afterwards of Boca or of River Plate, like, you can't be like, oh, yeah, I was the guy that set off a flare. And I'm like, come on.
Listen, I went to Rangers Celtic more than a couple of years ago. You guys were still in probably diapers. But I was told
2008, that was a good year.
Yeah.
I was told to wear neutral colors, don't cheer for either side, and just enjoy the game.
Was this in Compton or was it in?
No, this, yeah, right?
I was at a Jets Raiders game in the black hole.
I went to an Oakland game this year with the Browns, and I didn't wear Browns things because people told me that, like, you might get, like, they might jump you.
It's fake news.
I was like, I'm good.
I was a kid. I was still a kid, and like a lot of people, no matter what, they're not really gonna mess with a kid.
True.
But like, honestly,
do you think that applies to Boca and River Plate?
All bets are off.
But
there,
if the Raiders Jets get, the Raiders fans got a bum rap because we were in a section surrounded by Oakland fans, and my dad was in Raiders gear, but I was in my Jets gear. The guy sitting next to us ribbed me a little bit.
I don't care about ribbing. And if you go to,
but no, like it was playful, and he was a great dude. And I was wearing a Raiders hat because like my dad is a Raiders fan, but I grew up a Jets fan. But like I have the kind of the dual allegiance, and I was wearing the Raiders hat. And the guy takes out his money clip, and it was an Oakland Raiders money clip. I still have it to this day. He handed it to me, and he said, "Think with your head, not your heart."
Nice.
Shout out to that dude.
And then Shiv Thomas.
Yes. And then the Shanks.
As he stabs you with that money clip, right, that's turned into a weapon. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think the
just
whole—
just be reasonable fans, as all the other football podcasts want you to do.
Yeah, don't be an ass. Yeah, you know, it's—I don't understand. You don't— You don't have to kill the other team.
There is no player on, like, tonight when that guy throws the beer. There's no Red Bulls player that's like, oh, that guy threw a beer. We're going to go score a goal now.
Yeah.
All the Red Bulls fans looked at him like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
Look,
like, come on.
Unless the guy is banging your wife, you don't throw a beer
at
him.
What's the name of the guy on Atlanta?
Oh, Ezekiel Barco. Yeah. There was something with Ezekiel Barco potentially slipping it to one of his teammates.
Yeah.
I don't think the beer was thrown at Barco. It was at Almiron, but no, that is a bad tie-in.
Yeah, I mean, look, unless he's banging your wife, maybe you don't throw the beer. No, I'm kidding. Look, if he's banging your wife, you're like, you know what?
You're supposed to be
there to enjoy. The checks are coming, right?
You're supposed to be there to enjoy a soccer game.
Yeah, well, any sport. Like, I never understood why people go to sports and they fight. Like, you spend how much money to buy a ticket to that game, how much money to park your car, how much money to drink, only to fight and be banned forever. Yeah. It makes no sense. But
unless it's the UFC, and then you just spent a whole lot of money to get front row seats, and all of a sudden Khabib's coming at you.
Khabib jumps speaking over the octagon and kicks your ass.
Speaking of Ultimate Fighting, I will very much admit my cousin and I watched Chuck Liddell versus Tito Ortiz on Saturday, and my gosh, was it horrendous. Chuck Liddell is almost 50, and they both have solid man boobs at this point. And I think Chuck Liddell has, honestly, arthritis. They kept saying, he's got his right hand. He's cocked and ready to go. I was like, but he can't throw it. Like, he won't throw it. Like, I don't think he can. I think it's stuck. But that was unfortunate.
Better than UFC and really drifting off into the weeds here, though. Day after Thanksgiving, I sat down. Did you guys watch the match?
No.
Oh, Tiger and Phil?
Yeah.
No.
Watched it. First time in my life I have ever watched a full round of golf. I'll play golf. I'm a fan of the sport. I can't do the whole jumping around thing that they do with the TV. I need it to be
linear.
Didn't
Phil Mickelson, like, embezzle a couple years ago or something?
Yeah, he's not a well-liked guy amongst some friends of mine here in Vegas. We'll put it that way.
I'm not a big Phil Mickelson guy.
I'm a big Phil Mickelson guy. I love the guy.
I mean, obviously everyone's favorite is John Daly.
Yes.
I don't think there's much
question.
No question. I take that back.
But
my favorite golfer was Boo Weekly. Who you guys have never heard of?
No.
Look up Boo Weekly. By the way, he wrote a book.
Wasn't he in To Kill a Mockingbird?
His book was fantastic. Boo Weekly was
it's a newspaper for ghosts.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah. Wow, that's bad.
I will say my favorite golfer right now is Tommy Fleetwood, I think is his name.
English guy. Yeah.
Only because
Tommy Fleetwood Mac.
I heard him do an interview and he said his dad is bald, so he's growing his hair out until he goes bald, which is literally the reason I'm growing my hair out. So I heard that and I was like, nice, well played.
Someone should tell Tommy that it comes from his mother, not from his father.
Nevertheless, mm-hmm. we don't need the science.
Thank God for that. Because the male side of my family, all bald. My mom's side, though,
strong hair.
I'm safe.
You've got horrible hair to begin with, so it's not doing you any favors.
Who does?
Get the hell out of here.
Thomas, honestly, he has like action figure hair.
I do.
He looks like Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah.
I actually got to go get a haircut. I was looking in the mirror today. I was like, all right, it's time.
I don't get my hair cut on the top. I just get the low-ski daddy on the sides. But
well, I'm bald, so I just shave my head.
That's true. Yeah.
But I watched the match. Really engaging. It wasn't the best golf, but I loved seeing it. And it was honestly really interesting, especially from a betting perspective.
Yeah, from a betting perspective, I'm sure it was.
I did tweet about that. I did not know that it was in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
By the way, the NASCAR awards. I guess this is Joey Logano who won the championship, and they just showed. I think it's his girlfriend.
Oh.
And she has snots running down her nose all over her lips.
They don't mind. Half the NASCAR guys, they're probably dating their sisters.
They probably, and I think they took the camera off of her so someone could tell her you need a tissue. But yeah.
Ogre Bays.
She had snots just oozing out of her nose.
I can't believe that that there is a great Thursday Night Football game.
And
which you don't get to say very often. And there's the MLS Western Conference Finals.
Which is at 1-0 at the half to Sporting Kansas.
Listen.
And we are watching the NASCAR Oscars.
I tried to figure it out, too. What the hell could they possibly have awards for in NASCAR?
Best left turn.
Best crash? Best paint job?
Yeah.
Best tire
change of the year? best pit stop.
I do love Fig Newtons.
Yeah, I mean,
I do love Fig Newtons as well.
I guess they have a rookie of the year, and I know Joey Logano won the championship because I saw that come across my phone the other day. But other than that, like, what the hell do you give awards for?
I do not know. We certainly won't be winning the award for best football podcast. We've talked about 5 minutes of football.
Here's his girlfriend who just kissed him with the snot all over her lips.
She wiped it on his shirt.
Joey. Anyway.
They don't have an award show like MLS, I don't think. No, I know they have it for like the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. And
you don't need one. It's dumb.
For the Ballon d'Or?
I'm okay with their not having... Look, it's so subjective, and it's like there's so much favoritism because you know a guy who plays in La Liga is always, pretty much always going to win it.
True.
I mean, it's not really about it's not really about La Liga. It's more about the name being Messi or Ronaldo.
Yeah, and, I mean, look, there's years that there's I mean, like, would anyone have had an issue if a guy like De Gea had won it a couple years ago? I mean, how good he was playing?
You know me. I'm team goalkeeper all the way.
Yeah, so... But anyway, I know we have some Champions League still to talk about. So Group D, that's Porto's group. That's done. It's over. Porto will advance, as will Schalke.
Yeah, buddy.
The Bayern Munich Ajax group, that's Group E. They're done. Interesting group, though, because Lyon and Man City, there's not a way City could be knocked out. But think about this. It's not inconceivable that Shakhtar advances. And Lyon, despite the fact that they beat City and they drew with City, if they lose their last match and Shakhtar wins, Shakhtar goes through.
That would make me sad.
Could you imagine you beat Manchester City and drew them and you didn't make it out of
your group? I would say Lyon is the team that I've probably pulled for the most. Well, they're the only team in that group that hasn't lost.
Now, the good news is they play each other.
Four draws.
That is like... Doing really well on your SATs and then forgetting to write your name.
Well, yeah. they do play each other. So Lyon will have a say in whether or not they go through or not. They'll get to beat. And the game, I think, is in France.
Shout out to Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis Depay. How about that?
He just came out with a new freestyle recently.
Group G.
Did you see who came on?
I saw that. I saw that he had a rap.
Yeah.
Did you tweet that out? Is that where
probably.
I saw it?
Probably. I've listened to his raps before. I don't understand most of it because a lot of it's not in English.
It's in Dutch, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see who came on for... PSG in their 2-0 victory over Liverpool?
Was it Tim Weah?
It's not Tim Weah.
I'm guessing it was Choupa Moting.
It was the other best player in the world.
I saw that.
PSG, man. That team is loaded with talent. You have Chalupa, Batman, and Timothy Weah.
Well, and I think Neymar is officially the highest goal-scoring Brazilian ever in the Champions League.
Yeah, he beat Kaká.
Yeah.
I've always called him poor man's Timothy Weah.
Who, Kaká?
Neymar.
Oh.
By the way, how about Neymar? What a disgrace that guy is. He truly is. Him and Sergio Ramos should
Neymar.
Like they should just go have a fight to the death and then shoot the winner, too.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Honestly, I don't hate Neymar.
I don't either.
I don't like him.
I actually do
I don't
like
hate
him.
Luis Suarez is higher up on the rankings for me.
And I could see that.
Yeah.
But Sergio Ramos is clearly the biggest monster of any of them.
Ramos is at the top of the list for me, but Neymar is not far behind.
Was hungry during a match and decided to bite someone.
Yeah, but he's also a racist. I mean, jeez. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, Luis Suarez, you've got that. Like, you've got all of that, and then you also have the fact that he screwed over the entire nation of Africa in the 2010 World Cup.
You know Africa is not a nation.
I'm at continent.
Okay.
I don't remember that story. What did you do there?
They were playing Ghana. Ghana was the final African team in the World Cup in Africa, and they had a shot. Like they had a shot that was like Luis Suarez was the last guy back, and he just bats the ball away, and then he gets the red card and he goes off the field pretending to cry, and he's not like leaving because he's waiting to see what happens with the penalty.
Nice.
And then they stop the penalty, and he just starts celebrating like he did something huge and won them the game. And then they went on to win it in penalties.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, well.
It was terrible.
Listen, after the Ghana knocked the U.S. out 2 World Cups in a row.
Mm-hmm. Would you hate Henry
for
denying? Was it
Ireland? Yeah, he screwed Ireland.
I don't think you should do that.
And then UEFA took France's side, even though it was blatant. I know so many Irish people who were furious because, let's be real, that's the last time.
You're not playing the game the right way.
If you intentionally do that, There should not. You shouldn't just be red carded.
They should just give the goal. They shouldn't give it as a penalty.
Like, and you, again, I'm gonna. You guys were young, but I know you remember Torsten Frings.
No.
You don't remember what he did to the U.S.?
No. Does Thomas?
2002.
Like Thomas shook his head yes, but
wait,
he didn't.
You guys don't.
No.
2002 World Cup. The U.S. is in the quarterfinals.
I was in second grade.
How do you not know the story?
Because I was in second grade.
But it's the World Cup. You guys are students of the game.
I was six.
2002, U.S. is in the quarterfinals in South Korean World Cup, right? I think it was August of maybe July. Must have been July of the 2002 World Cup. U.S., they beat Mexico. They're playing Germany. They're losing 1-0. And I can't remember who it was who shot it. It may have been like Jeff Cameron. Maybe no, it wouldn't have been Jeff Cameron.
There's no way it was going in if it was Jeff Cameron.
No,
Jeff Cameron. Who's the one who has the new restraining order?
Oh, Jeff Cameron? No, it's Jermaine Jones.
Jermaine Jones. Yeah. I get the two of those Jermaine confused. Jones
was, yeah, because they look so much alike.
We'll discuss it. We'll discuss his month later.
Through, he was going through some things.
But continue.
All right, so now I have to look up who shot the goal the ball.
There's no chance it was Jeff Cameron.
I just got an
ESPN update. Did you guys hear about this? Atlanta United beat the New York Red Bulls to advance.
Yeah, hot take from ESPN.
Breaking news from ESPN.
Before we started recording.
At 8:05 p.m.
All right, so it was Torsten Frings of Germany. Let's see. It's going to tell me right here who shot the ball.
I hope it was just a complete name drop.
Chris Wondolowski.
No.
That was going wide, assuredly.
So here's the breakdown. Stage has never been bigger for U.S. men's soccer. They're Ulsan, South Korea.
Hang on. This will either be someone that like we absolutely know, or it'll be the most obscure name ever.
I'm excited.
No. Oh, my God. You literally cannot make
Give
this
us some
up.
Clues. Give us some
you,
clues.
You cannot make it up.
Is it Wanala?
No.
Is it Wando?
No. Oh.
Give us a clue.
It is the next head coach of the U.S.
Oh, no!
Berhalter?
Yes. So here's his quote.
Jesus.
As the corner was coming in, I said, I'm going to gamble and move away from my opponent toward the center back post area, says Berhalter. The ball fell right to where I was gambling on, and I had a chance to lunge at it with my left foot. I made good contact, and it was going into the goal. It beat goalkeeper Oliver Kahn, but German midfielder Torsten Frings put his hand out and blocked it on the line.
It reportedly also beat out Lopetegui, who called and asked about scoring that goal.
You got to talk into the microphone.
We decided that it was not but we decided not to go with him.
So long story short, Frings blocks the shot with his hand. They don't call a handball.
Of course not.
And the U.S. loses 1-0 to Germany in the quarterfinals of the World Cup. Germany went on
Finally
to the finals.
They had VAR.
Oh my! Well, maybe I have it wrong. Maybe Frings. No, because I don't
no,
remember.
No, you shouldn't use VAR. The ref should just get the call.
I don't remember the U.S. getting a penalty kick on that shot. But yeah, the U.S. would have advanced to the semifinal. Well, they would have still had to win the game.
But they would have been tied.
The Scottish referee, Hugh Dallas,
well, that explains
ruled
it.
There was no infraction because he did not believe it was a deliberate handball. It was as clear as day a deliberate handball. The replay shows there were five players between him and the incident. UEFA. So, long story short, Howard Webb, let's see what he has to say about it. I don't think I ever discussed with him. The correct outcome should have been a penalty kick awarded for the use of a hand and a red card for the denial of the goal. So the U.S. should have had a penalty kick, and they should have been up 11 men or a man in this particular game.
They I would have taken being up 11 men against Germany.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Be intense.
Well, yeah, sometimes you need to be up 11 men against Germany. But the point is exactly what you said. If it's a deliberate attempt to block a ball from going in the goal with your hand.
Jesus.
They should give you the goal.
Portland scored an equalizer, and it was a gem.
Nice.
And so now Portland actually leads on away goals.
Nice. Portland-Atlanta, MLS final.
Could be Portland-Atlanta.
Now, do they don't do a...
No, it's one leg.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah. It's good to see, though. Atlanta fans, good to see that they're in a final. They've suffered for a long time.
I just don't understand. Me and Chris talked about it.
Yeah, it's
that
a terrible
is not
sports
a good
city.
Sports town, and they love Atlanta United. I don't understand it, but I'm down.
Yeah,
like, I'm cool with
same.
It. Like Waka Flocka Flames.
Like that literally
travels to away matches. Yeah. He's such a big fan.
That's the thing. Like people will bash Atlanta, being like, oh, like they don't have any history. They're not, like that. This is just their second year. Like blah blah blah. Like they're not real fans. I don't care. They're rolling deep. Those are as real as fans get.
When they had a whole, I want to say it was Copa maybe had it. Copa America, Copa 90, whatever it is. And I'm pretty sure they had a whole thing about they really tapped, like, the African-American population in Atlanta so high, mm-hmm. and they, like, all bought in. I don't know what exactly they did. I don't know if it was the tailgating atmosphere, but, like, they're the most diverse fans, arguably, in the MLS.
And that's cool, though. I mean, yeah. Atlanta's a very diverse city, so it's cool to see.
They got the whistle in the stadium. And
I am,
by the way.
Chick-fil-A at the matches, because a lot of them aren't on Sundays.
Yeah, like, well, which is weird, because for the Falcons, you can't get Chick-fil-A on Sundays.
Absolutely. Like, thrilled to see that kind of support for any soccer team in the U.S.
It's going to be interesting to see, A, how they do in this final, and B,
do they shit the
how board? They do next year with... Tata will be gone, and Miguel Almirón, for all intents and purposes, will be gone.
Yeah, it helps that you have the human cheat code in MLS.
Yeah, having Almirón is nice.
By the way, this may be the shock of the night. I actually know who Waka Flocka Flame is.
Flame is, yeah. Hard in the paint. Yeah. Wild
I just know what's
Shout out to the Brick Squad.
I know the song.
I went too hard in the paint the other night in soccer. Ended up blasting
my
knee.
I saw you. Yeah, Thomas had a knee brace on.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
man.
Getting old, man.
Yeah.
I got another game. I had a game Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So
I need to go to see Thomas play at some point.
We're in the playoffs right now. You should come.
Where is that? You're in the playoffs tomorrow?
Cashman Field?
I wish.
Yeah, something.
Where is it at?
The Rampart.
I don't know what that is.
The indoor.
Yeah,
yeah.
Las Vegas indoor soccer.
Yeah, it's like Rampart
it's right
and
next
Vegas
to the
Drive.
Parkway, yeah.
And you play tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Is it like late? Because I don't really feel like going late.
I don't really know what time yet. I gotta check on the website.
This is a legitimate possibility.
I'll let you guys know. Well, our team is bad.
I will go and I will heckle relentlessly.
You're bad, but
I'm honestly down.
You,
like, I played, but the reason I went, like, Monday was actually just pickup. And I wasn't planning on going that hard. I was like, because my roommate was like, oh, do you want to go? I'm like, all right, yeah, shake the rust off. I just had a week of vacation. Like, go 75% and just be ready for the games this week.
Didn't go for it.
No. Got there. It was like 110% because my roommate's girlfriend was like, oh, I'll come. And her friend, their friend was with him. Her friend, good-looking girl.
There you go.
And so when they were coming, I was like, oh, I guess we're not going 75% tonight.
It's hard to, as an athlete, I think, go into it and not go 100%. And people always say, like, teams that are tanking, like, they're still trying 100%. They might not be that good.
They may not care, but
yeah,
they're still going out
there
and trying. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but the thing is, this is a recreational indoor soccer. They're not athletes.
Listen, I'm
not
one of those people.
Going 100%.
I'm 75% going to this match tomorrow.
I don't care what sport I'm playing. I could be playing darts, and I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm really not competitive, which is funny.
Really?
Like, I played sports my whole life.
I have to win.
At all.
I was the guy in gym class that tried really, really hard to win every time.
Same. Like, high school football, like, everyone was crying and they left games. I was like,
I think the thing for me, especially in gym class, because I would always be one of the last kids picked because...
You're gangly?
I'm gangly. I don't look like I have an athletic build, but I am good at sports.
Yeah.
Like... I always play with a chip on my shoulder. I always
like
had
for me,
to prove.
Like they'd say, "All right, guys, time to run the mile." Guess what? I'm going out there and I'm going to haul ass. I'm going to run the mile.
Yeah.
You know, but
I was the same way. I was trying to keep up with the football kids.
Anyway, all right. So we haven't even given out our Twitter, which is
at Other F-Ball Pod.
And we have a Facebook,
The Other Football Podcast. I think
yes, that's it. We're on iTunes, right? I think we're on
Apple Podcasts.
We're on
Stitcher.
Stitcher.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Hang on, I'm going to look us up right now.
LVSportsNetwork.com.
LVSportsNetwork.com.
We're pretty much everywhere.
Football podcast. Chris
Still
Chapman.
Still going to get on Google, don't we?
Carson Merck.
We're pretty famous.
Thomas Viola, not Tomas. Any games of interest in the Premier League this week? Well, I know there's one.
You
mean to tell me you guys
aren't
interested in Crystal Palace and Burnley? God,
no,
who wants to watch that?
I will say I'm shocked you didn't bring that up, though. You are the absolute master of the. Let me tell you guys what the game of the week
yeah.
is.
You know
Cardiff
what, though?
Cardiff City again.
We could have an entire slate of, like, the Manchester Derby, the Merseyside Derby, the just every rivalry game you could think of. We could have a Der Klassiker, El Clasico. We could have all of these games.
You've got
Norwich versus West Brom. Don't miss it.
Listen, you've got a couple of intriguing games,
Cardiff
though.
Cardiff actually plays tomorrow, too, which is funny.
Yeah, they play Wolves, right.
That's a can't-miss game, right,
Leicester
Chris?
And
that's
Watford is going to be a good game, right? Leicester-Watford, that's going to be a good game.
Huddersfield-Brighton is butt cheeks.
It's going to be a big game, but not a watchable game.
You know what else? But you know, you can make the argument this is the game of the weekend.
This Newcastle West Ham?
No, Arsenal and Spurs.
Ah,
that's actually a good game.
And that actually, I think, leads into the Liverpool Everton
match on Sunday.
Wow. So
what time is Liverpool Everton?
I think it's 9 o'clock, right?
8:15.
8:15. So
okay, I'm at work. Yeah. Which means I can watch it, which is a weird thing to be able to say, but it's true.
I know that feeling. I might go to the
South Point and watch it with Thomas while he's not working.
But it's cool, right? So you have two really good matches on Sunday.
I want to watch it.
Nobody cares about Chelsea Fulham, but
no.
That's the other match on Sunday.
Newcastle could win their fourth in a row. All right. Thanks for the positive encouragement there.
Yeah, who are they playing?
That's definitely
West Ham.
Carson.
And then on Wednesday they play. Oh, you know what? That actually, they should win that one, I think.
Let's hope so. West Ham has one win in their last five, so.
And it's also at St. James Park.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like we're getting to that point now where there's going to be a lot of games in a short amount of time because we have games on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a busy
a lot of Premier
five
League
days.
Action, and then next week will be the MLS Cup.
Did you guys hear that they're planning on changing the MLS season around?
That's been a discussion that has been mentioned before, but
is it a done deal? Or are they actually going to do it?
I think it's in the works still.
Yeah, I'm down for that. They're chopping. Basically, they want to chop off 2 weeks, just add an additional 2 midweek games.
Okay.
And make it so that because you know how we have that weird international break that we just had, and then they have to go back and play more playoffs.
Yeah.
They're going to end the entire season
before
that
international
break, which I think is a very good idea.
I still wish they would coincide their season with. The other leagues
FIFA
around
calendar,
the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's completely impractical, and I also like that they don't.
But again, you want the Americanization of the game. No, the game should not cater to America. America should cater to the game.
Well, if they cut it off in early November instead of the end, like I'm pretty sure Sporting Kansas City and Portland, that match right now is effed in like snow and cold weather, which
most of the games would be for a lot of these teams if you play it on a winter calendar.
That's okay, though.
No.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No, it's not.
Look, Minnesota plays indoors.
Yeah.
All right.
Atlanta.
It doesn't get that hot in Seattle. It doesn't get super cold in Seattle. Vancouver plays indoors. Toronto plays indoors.
I haven't been to Seattle in a while.
Toronto doesn't play indoors.
It's outside, isn't it?
No, BC. Wait.
No, that's the Whitecaps. Whitecaps are indoors.
Outside.
What about Montreal? Outside. Montreal plays outside, though.
Yeah. So does BC places outside.
All right.
BMO is outside.
That's why they never should have expanded to those places.
Good luck playing in Columbus.
Well,
they're moving anyway,
and then they're getting a new team.
They're strong. They're staying strong.
Good luck playing in Austin in the snow.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, look, the Swedish and, like, the Norwegian
San Jose can drop down to, like, 50.
Okay. And look, they play in snow in the UK.
Not that kind of snow.
The Danish league plays in the winter. And I bet you it's colder in, like, Brøndby than it is in Kansas City.
I don't even know what Brøndby is.
Kansas City gets pretty snow. I don't know.
I spent a lot of time there. It gets cold in snows, but to think that it's any colder than Copenhagen?
Enjoy playing in Red Bulls.
What about the Russian league? They play outside in Russia. Granted, look, and you know what?
You're saying we should hold ourselves just to the same standard as Russia?
No, I'm saying we should hold our standards to the rest of the world.
What standard? The standard of playing on a calendar that just isn't feasible for
the
United States?
Here's the thing.
Also, we get soccer year-round.
You could take an international. You could take a winter break like they do in the Bundesliga. You take a break in December, January.
Why? Why not just play it?
Because it's better for U.S.-based players.
Is it?
Look. You don't want if I'm a club in Europe and I'm going to sign an American player who's played in MLS, I don't know if I want to sign him in January because he's just played a whole season.
I mean, if you sign a player in Europe, he's just gotten done playing half a season.
That's not a whole season, though.
No,
simple
but,
math.
Yeah. If a guy's played 50 games as opposed to 20, I want the guy who's played 20 because he's going to be fresher.
I'm not going to lie to you. I think the Cowboys beat the Saints, by the way. Not to be off track.
No, they were up, crazy. I think, 10-0 at the half, right?
Yeah, I think that happened.
All right. Yeah, they did. Wow, 13-10.
That's a barn burner.
Wow.
Wow, they shut
them
down.
You told me the Saints would have been held to 10 points. That'd have been surprising.
You know what, though? The Saints are at the point where
Dallas is
real. They were going to lay a stinker. I mean, they had won 10 in a row.
But hang on. Look, it just doesn't make sense to play it in the elements that a lot of these teams... Philadelphia, New Jersey.
I don't care. These guys are professional athletes.
It's a foot of snow.
Listen.
I didn't understand people liking to play in the elements, by the way.
Yeah.
How do they manage in Germany when they get snow?
I do not know the answer to that.
How do they manage in Poland when they get snow?
How much does it snow in Germany? I have no. That's an actual question. I have no idea.
They get a lot. It's cold.
Well, they're cold-hearted over there, assuredly.
They get snow in Russia. A lot of it.
I feel like a lot of these teams have more indoor stadiums than we do.
In Russia? I don't think there's any indoor stadiums there. They just had the World Cup there. How many indoor games were there?
I don't know if there's indoor stadiums in Germany now that I think about it.
No, I don't know of any German club. Hamburg? Actually, I think Hamburg's on the water, so they may not get...
Hamburg sounds good right now.
Hamburger, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of down. It would piss off one of my roommates. She asked me to go get In-N-Out with her, and I was like, I'm not really hungry, but now I'm kind of thinking we should go get In-N-Out.
In-N-Out's overrated. Hot take. Hot take from Carson.
Yeah, that's a bad take.
Is it a bad take?
That's a terrible take, yeah. Shake Shack is overrated.
Shake Shack is pretty overrated. Yeah, I had it once, and I was really disappointed.
It's expensive, and quite honestly...
I can get those fries that they have at Shake Shack are
the
same exact ones.
They're like Orida crinkle-cut
fries.
They're
the same exact fries I get, except they don't cook them right. They don't cook them enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Can that be a sponsor, Orida?
Orida.
I'm so down for that.
That'd be so great.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Who else could we get? Well, obviously, we have a Skittles sponsorship. Oh, wait, no, we didn't mention my Skittles, but we did mention Red Vines last week.
We destroyed Red Vine, right?
I'm going to try and get this show a Red Vine sponsorship.
Imitation Twizzlers. Orida, yeah. Orida.
They have some tasty fries.
They do. You know who we really should be going after as a sponsor, though? Gelato di Milano. We dropped the ball on this one.
Oh, man.
We dropped the ball there.
I don't know if I mentioned it to Thomas. I had a buddy that posted on Instagram and was like, at the best gelato place in town, and it was Gelato di Milano. And I was like, dude, how the hell do you know about that? And he goes, I work across the street, and I just like went over there one day because I'm husky, and it was tasty. So
because I'm husky.
I was like, yeah, shout out to that guy. I told him the whole story.
Well, what's his name?
Shout out to Victor. Shout out to Victor.
There you go.
I actually saw Gianluca and his father
a
couple weeks back. Get this. I was at like the intersection of Flamingo over by UNLV or something. I don't know. But... they were making the turn. You know how I know it was them?
They got the gelato car.
They got the gelato buggy.
Nice.
It's a bug with the Gelato di Milano on the side. And I was like, hey.
And my son would punch me and say, slug bug, no punchbacks. All right, guys.
Man, I haven't got hit by a slug bug in some time.
I just realized you can't hear the music. I do this every week.
This every time.
Yeah. I'm so stupid. All right.
I mean.
Other football podcasts.
Spade.
Chris Chapman. Tomas Viola. Carson Merck.
And tune in to see Everton play Liverpool for bragging rights.
Yes, yeah. Oh, next week could be epic.
Someone is getting destroyed.
Yes.
The second F-bomb in show history fired from Chris.
Possibly.
Chris Bank.
Nah, it ain't coming from me. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
I will be getting the Chang elephant tattoo.
Oh, my God. All right, we're out. Have a good week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Other football podcast.